This past week, I had to migrate my Gatsby site from version 2 to version 3. What motivated me to do this at this particular time? There were two things that triggered the move. First, when I ran NPM audit, I noticed that my NPM packages had a high number of moderate and severe vulnerabilities. When I tried to run NPM audit fix, enough of them required manual fixes to make me want to update all my packages. Because of the NPM update, my Gatsby version went from version 2.14 plus to 3.2.1, which is the latest version right now. The other and first thing that I noticed on my site was that my Gatsby Remark Reading Time plugin was not functioning correctly, and I wanted to fix it. However, after I ran NPM update, my site went berserk. That told me that Gatsby version 3 must have been a major update that required some major refactoring. I pursued this to find that my hunch was correct. This post is not about the details, as I have much further refactoring to do regarding the migration from version 2 to version 3, but to talk about NPM versus Yarn, among other things, when using Gatsby version 3. First of all, because of peer dependency issues, I had to downgrade to Gatsby 3.0.3, which was a requirement for just about all of the required peer dependencies, but that was not enough. According to the Gatsby documentation, the Gatsby version to update to, this was written in March 2021, when the major update was released, it is the following. Gatsby version 3.0.0. I made it 3.0.3 because of what was printed out to the console when I ran NPM update. Next, it mentioned that if you already had NPM 7, you could do the following. NPM install Gatsby at latest space hyphen hyphen legacy hyphen peer hyphen depths. This would have been great to do if I actually had NPM 7. However, NPM 7 does not come with Node.js 14.16.1, which is the latest stable version of Node.js. And I don't consider it good practice to do a separate global install of NPM that is not included in the version of Node.js I am using on my computer. So this step will have to wait. Next, the Gatsby docs suggested running the npm outdated command to see what npm packages didn't have the latest versions installed. I did that, and that's when the peer dependency issues exploded. First, I tried to fix them via npm using a package called install-peerdepths. Did not help. It probably would have worked for packages other than Gatsby, but it did not work for Gatsby. Then, after a lot of failed experimentation with npm, I figured that there must be a deeper npm versus Gatsby version 3 compatibility issue. So I went back into the Gatsby post documentation entitled Migrating from Version 2 to Version 3 to dig deeper beneath the surface of the issue. For example, I found the following regarding handling version mismatches in NPM. When upgrading an already existing project that has an existing node modules folder and package lock.json file, you might run into version mismatches for your packages as NPM or Yarn don't resolve to the latest correct version. An example would be a version mismatch of Webpack 4 and Webpack 5 that can throw an error like this. Error, normal module factory after resolve, React Refresh plugin is no longer a waterfall hook but a bailing hook instead. An effective way to get around this issue is deleting node modules and package lock JSON and then running npm install again. Alternatively, you can use npm dedupe. I tried that suggestion. It did not resolve my issues completely. What was happening with me when using npm first node 14.4.0, which was what I was initially using, and then when I updated to 14.16.1, is that when I ran Gatsby build or Gatsby develop, both broke. Out of desperation, I decided to try the Yarn route. I didn't like installing anything globally if I could help it, so I used npx yarn. Doing it this way, however, meant that my packages really had to be updated to versions that the latest version of Yarn would recognize. Why? Because using npx means that you are fetching the latest version of the package from the npm repository. That means then that all your dependencies and dev dependencies must have their latest versions, or at least versions that the latest version of Yarn would recognize, installed. According to the Gatsby documentation on their post entitled Migrating from Version 2 to Version 3, depending on how the plugin authors have declared dependencies, e.g. marking a package as a dependency instead of a peer dependency within those plugins, there could be a myriad of failures that arise. If you encounter any of these issues when migrating your project to Gatsby Version 3, we recommend that you use Yarn resolutions within your package.json. This is what alerted me to the possibility that npm was no longer the way to go with Gatsby moving forward. So I removed my package.lock.json altogether and just have a yarn.lock now. This ultimately fixed my issues. In addition, I had to add some resolutions to my package.json. I did this after much trial and error because of the following stated in the Gatsby docs as well. If you rely on a plugin that is not found within the list of plugins within the Gatsby framework, you very well may need to use the following resolutions in the near term. The specific resolutions we recommend at this time are found below. So what they recommend is GraphQL version 15.4.0, GraphQL Compose version 7.25.0, and Webpack 5.24.2. At one point, these versions will have to be changed when the latest package versions change. After much experimentation and probably incorrect sequence of steps, I finally got my Gatsby develop to not break. It only hung. And I think that was because I have a number of new warnings I need to address. I think after they are addressed, I say this from experience, the command should work. However, my build command was successful and I was able to get everything on my site to work again. But to backtrack a bit, there were a few Node.sass related issues of which the purported solutions were extremely confusing and not necessarily correct. At least they didn't work for me anyway. I believe the solutions people were providing were temporary fixes and did not address what was really going on. In the case of my workflow config and site config, I found the culprit, and it had everything to do with how I configured my styles, which was fine and correct for Gatsby version 2, but no longer worked for Gatsby version 3. I think a lot of developers, including myself at first, did not connect the dots with various subtle and not so subtle changes that were made to approaching CSS in Gatsby version 3. First of all, I used to use CSS modules in my Gatsby site. I had removed just about all of them previously and placed them in global SCSS. And there were also a few local CSS files I kept, but imported them as regular local CSS instead of importing them as CSS modules. Those worked fine. But there was one lingering file I still was importing as a CSS module. I had forgotten about it, I created it so long ago, and could not understand at first why the break in the build because of CSS modules, and that it was affecting my CSS and indirectly my external non-React JavaScript until I removed the local CSS module from my search component and placed it inside my SCSS. This solved the issue. It also solved my Node.sass issue. I was having issues. It was breaking on build, so that is why it was breaking. My Node.sass worked as expected again. The JavaScript that was depending on the SCSS in order to work was working as expected, and my Google search component was working again as expected. What was it about the CSS modules that broke my site? If we wanted to use CSS modules, there was some code refactoring involved, but the name of the file changed as well. So search.css had to be changed to search.module.css. This in of itself is not enough, but I was happy to place the CSS code needed for my search component inside my SCSS code since nothing else on the site depended on those styles. So next thing I want to talk about is deploying my site to Netlify. There were some changes I had to make there as well. And then there was one last important thing I had to add to the root of my site in order to make sure my build succeeded when I deployed my site to Netlify. I inspected my build process on Netlify carefully after it had crashed on remote, but was successful locally. The reason for that was that the default version of Node.js that is currently being used on Netlify is version 10+. I was shocked to find this out. But Gatsby version 3 now only accepts Node.js version 12+. And I had no idea how to make Netlify use my version of Node.js. I went on to the Netlify forums to find out, and one of the community managers was very nice to share that information with me. Luckily, it involved NVM, Node Version Manager, which I use on my computer, so the fix was easy. All I had to do was add an NVMRC file at the root of my site, and then place the version of Node.js I wanted Netlify to use inside. After I did that, I had to run the NVM use 14.16.1 in the command line at the root of my site so that Netlify would actually recognize that version. This step is crucial to make the addition of the NVMRC file work on Netlify during the build process. To learn more about adding an NVMRC file to your Gatsby site when using Netlify as a hosting service, please visit the post entitled Manage Build Dependencies in the Netlify docs. My NVMRC file contains the following, 14.16.1. Hope this helps those that might have been having similar issues. I will be posting about other changes I had to make to complete my migration from Gatsby version 2 to version 3 as I find the time to implement them, but these are the bare minimum changes I had to make in order for everything on the site to work as expected. I will be embedding this episode of Plugging in the Holes along with a transcript in the form of a post on interglobalmedianetwork.com for your hearing and reading pleasure. Bye for now.